Hi, this is Fabi Fab.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like
Taina, Taina.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kusho, kusho, kusho.
How's your cough, Babelito?
I'm getting... good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Nice to see you. Nice to see you.
Hace tanto que no te veo.
I know. I know. Like, I miss you, man.
Like 3 hours.
I know. It's been a long time.
We've spent a long time this month. It's been very nice. I'm not gonna lie.
What?
We spent a long time together this month.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very
every
nice.
Day.
Pretty much mm-hmm. since the beginning of the month.
Yeah. So. How's that?
It's good. It's good. We've had a crazy month. And this is going to be that episode where we're going to catch up because a lot of things have happened and a lot of things are going to happen.
Uh-huh. Aleluya. Amen. But before we get to that, we are Latinos Who Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what we lunched today.
We lunch on some delicious bento box. You cannot go wrong with a bento box, man. You have everything in it, but you had something else.
I had the lunch special because the bitch is on a budget, okay?
Till your checks came in.
Till my checks came in today, and then I went to the mall but for like 10 minutes, and then I got stressed out. I just hate it when you go to the mall, and they're like, can I help you with anything?
You're like, no! Like,
chill, I'm just here to look around. So anyways, yeah. I got a vegetable tempura lunch special.
Ay, la elegancia de Francia.
What was in your bento box?
My bento box was full of surprises.
Como?
Chicken teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
California roll.
Mm.
Que vas tenía unos pockets full of stuff. And also tempura stuff.
Oh, that's good.
It was
very descriptive.
Very descriptive. Okay, it was amazing. Good. It was amazing.
I love fake Japanese food. It's the best.
But I had just eaten 2 hours before.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tamales that are left from Christmas.
Yes.
So los cortas en pedacitos and little pieces. And then you fry them with oil. And then you add huevos on top of it. And then you scramble it all together.
Mm.
Add a little bit of salt. You serve it con un chingo de ketchup. Dude. It's my favorite part of Christmas.
Let's get into it. Let's go back in time. Let's do it. Let's do Christmas first.
If I could go. No. That's
if I could turn back time.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So, let's go back to Christmas. You spent it with your family?
Yes.
¿Y qué comieron?
Ay, pues ya ves nosotros. Brisket.
Okay.
The North brisket. That's what mm-hmm. we had for Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah.
We had brisket, and then I made some layer potato dish, and... Te vas a reír de mí, pendejo.
What?
I had Brussels sprouts,
uh-huh.
or as they say in Spanish, coles de Bruselas.
Oh, God.
With balsamic vinegar reduction.
I'm not laughing. Why are you laughing?
Because you make fun of my Martha Stewart cooking.
I love Martha Stewart.
Uh-huh. And then what else did we eat? Tamales. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Los buñuelos de mi tía. Shout out Chelis. Shout out my madrina in Juarez.
We're going to get there.
But she made them.
I know,
so
I know.
We ate them. And they were just spectacular. And that's it, I think. It was really... Oh, and you know Mexicans and their fucking pasta with crema and all that shit? So my mom, she blended all the dairies possible.
Mm-hmm.
Queso, queso crema, sour cream. And then she put some roasted poblanos mm-hmm. and then added into the pasta.
Dude, it was the bomb.
Dude.
I tried that.
Te lo comes y caes en un abismo de pasión.
Caes en un heart attack.
En un ataque al corazón. ¿Y tú qué comiste?
Well, this Christmas, I spent most of it with my Guatemalan family. And usually I'm with my Mexican side. Pero ya, como dijo mi abuela, ya nos abandonaste. Ya me abandonaste completamente.
Ay, so el drama.
I went to my Guatemalan side this time, and it was super fun. And they always make tamales, so it was just tamales. Mm-hmm. And
pero Guatemalan tamales.
Guatemalan.
Oh, I still have the ones you gave me.
You still haven't tried them. Very disrespectful.
Because I'm waiting till the end. That's how good they are.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you know you haven't tried them?
Porque la vez pasada que los probé estaban riquísimos. So I'm eating the northern Mexican ones, and then I'm waiting for the best ones. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then, pero, you know, we're in America, so...
Calmate.
So my aunt always makes her famous bean dip, which is like pinto bean dip, because we love it. So she makes it every time.
¿Con chorizo?
No, lo hace con... I don't even know what's in it. There's like cheese in it and like pico de gallo, and it's just spicy and good. So shout out to you, Tia Carla. And then this lady who's my Tia Maribel's friend, her name is Marta. Mm-hmm. She's Mexican. Mm-hmm. She made a giant pot of pozole.
Yeah.
But like that old nasty pozole. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Like the head of the animal is still
las patas, in there. La cola, los huevos.
Oh, yes. Oh my. And it's got like 4 inches of fucking fat that you have to like lay it all through to get in.
Then when you put it in the fridge the next day, it's like this big ass layer of white fat.
Oh my God. Yes. Se me salva la boca. Mm-mm. Yeah. So there was pozole. And that is... My Guatemalan family's actually always made pozole. It's like once they came to the States, they fell in love with that Mexican recipe.
It's the best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I just love all the stuff that goes into pozole. So it's pozole rojo, and they put, ¿cómo se dice? Orégano.
Repollo, rechicken.
Rechicken, rábano, onion.
Mira los chilotes.
And what else? That's pretty much. And then we eat it with chips because we're not animals. So.
Mira, estúpida mi pelo. En el norte lo comemos con pan.
I know, that's why I'm making fun of you. Okay, that's it. And then on my Mexican side, fue la recalentada the next day. And they had buñuelos, very different from your family recipe.
Mm-hmm. So describe your buñuelos, and I describe my grandma's madrina buñuelos.
So my family is from northern Mexico, too. They're from Durango, not as north as yours. But they do, like, the regular buñuelos, which is, like, they're light, white, fluffy, like golden brown, you know, like light brown, fluffy. Le ponen canela encima y azúcar.
Y de contar.
And they're like crunchy and fried to goodness.
Flaky they are.
Flaky, round, and then...
They don't make a mapamundi, like...
A what?
You know when you start making the buñuelos, but you don't know how to make them, you make like shapes of different countries around the world.
Oh my God, my grandma would not let that fly.
Yeah.
How does your family make them?
So this is an old recipe from my grandmother, and it's pretty much the same because it's la masa y todo el show. But my grandma, rest in peace, she blended everything within the masa. So instead of, she uses fresh canela and grinds it. I think clavo and azúcar. I don't even know exactly how they make it, but they don't need sugar and cinnamon on the top. It's already all included. So when you look at the buñuelo, it looks flatter. It doesn't look flaky.
Yeah.
And it looks very brown.
It's dense.
And you can see the tiny little pieces of the actual cinnamon on it. Dude, it's amazing. It's crunchy also, but not flaky.
They were different. I wasn't mad.
No, you love them. Dude, we had...
I love them.
Nos comimos como cinco, güey.
I know.
Yes.
I know. God so bless good. Your tía. They were Madrina. So good. Madrina.
Yes.
Yes. So that was Christmas. I mean, I don't even know what they ate, my Mexican side. They usually do some fancy meat things like stuff a chicken and a duck and a pig and a cow.
And your Mexican family.
They go all they out, go dude. All out, they pretend that, I don't
know. They don't do that. The typical
también había
Christmas.
Tamales, también había brisket, buñuelos. También había buñuelos. Oh, my grandma made her famous hot chocolate, but by the time I got there, it was gone. Julian, I'm gonna fuck you up for that. and then, it was You know,
say
I'm just
going to
say it. I really was not in the Christmas spirit this year. So Christmas was really nice. I love my family. I had a great time. But like literally Christmas happened. Christmas Day came and I was like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah, because like, we're gone.
We went shopping for Christmas presents the day before Christmas.
Like at 10 p.m.
Yeah. You know, so I was like, oh, I'm part of a gift exchange. I have to do it. I did not feel... I got into the holiday spirit today in the car.
Pues sí, porque ya te llegó la lana.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, my God. My depression is linked strictly to my bank account. That's so fucked up, dude.
I mean, it happens to all of us. I wasn't in the spirit either at all, but Christmas is about kids, so just being able to buy presents for my nephews and nieces just made it all good. But it was a very difficult year for me, so it was very hard for me to be in the spirit. But I'm still blessed to have all my family in town. We were all together. We always open presents at midnight.
Yeah,
I got a new backpack after 17 years almost of having the same backpack. So it was very monumental.
Damn, bitch.
Like, in many ways. Like, I needed it.
Yeah.
So, it was a year of changes. And for the first time in 365 days almost, I was able to sit down and just think about what happened and relax.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I enjoy my Christmas break. But not because of the typical holiday things, you know? So, yeah, it was very nice. Very thankful.
Okay, so now let's go back again in the time machine.
Toodaloo, toodaloo, toodaloo.
Nice. And some of you might have seen on the internet, Dr. Babelito officially got his diploma.
In the house!
So a group of us went down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and... we went to your graduation, and it was magic. God. It was a very emotional weekend.
I don't want to cry.
Oh, well, to that bitch.
It was too much. It was so much.
Yeah.
You know when, like, okay, heterosexually speaking, you are supposed to go to your families. Que la boda, que el bautizo, que se casa esto, que el cumpleaños del niño y la chingada. So, us single... gay people, we don't necessarily put our families through all of that. Not that that people put us through that, because I love to do all of that. So the fact that people travel from different places, Pamela from San Diego, like Luis from LA, and like all of you guys from Vegas, just like fill my heart with love. And like being able to walk in front of you guys, like when I was on stage and I was being hooded, being able to see everybody and hurt you guys, like, I lost it. And it was the most wonderful, it was a long ceremony.
Yeah.
But the keynote speaker was a Navajo lady.
Mm-hmm.
The director of the school, I think, is from India.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had all this, like, very diverse student body from UNM. Shout out to the University of New Mexico. Awesome, awesome place.
And remind everybody, what did you get a doctorate
in? I got a doctorate in art history. The fact that they single you out when you're a doctor on stage. Oh, and
PhD in art history.
Oh, my God. It's too much. In art history of Ibero-American colonial art history.
Okay.
And then at the end of the ceremony, los mariachi salen. Like, where else in this fucking country you're going to have... Mm-hmm. I'm sure in LA there's a school that they do that. But I was like, this is so awesome that I can say that all these wonderful things happen in my ceremony. Then after that...
Okay, so let me talk about from my perspective.
Uh-huh.
I went Instagram Live so people could watch you. There was a few people on there that were watching the whole time.
Cada vez que ve ese video me...
It was so cool. For real, that I don't know, that didn't affect me that much. But when I first saw you, when you guys were first walking down the stairs at the very beginning, and I saw you in your cap and gown, I was like, bitch,
done.
You made it. I was like... so proud of you, dude.
I was so emotional that whole weekend.
I couldn't hold it together. Everybody was looking at me like crazy. I was like a proud mom. Like, and okay, so I want to give the biggest shout out right now to your sister, Osiris, because so what Babalito didn't know was that his sister had planned this huge party for him. People came, like I said, from San Diego, from Mexico,
Juarez,
everywhere, all around the country.
And I had no idea.
And he had no idea. She rented out this loft in downtown Albuquerque. And so right after Babalito walked up to get his diploma, his family looked at me and they're like, okay, we're good, right? They're like, you're gonna... Can you give Babalito a ride back to the venue? And I was like, okay, great.
Y todos salieron corriendo.
Todos se fueron. Maybe a few of your family members did stick around, but casi todos se fueron to go start the party so that the party would be going by the time that you got there.
Because we got food catered from...
Yeah, okay, so... Mm-hmm. So then... yeah, so then we threw you a surprise party. How was that?
It was... Ay, qué desorden. It was so awesome because it was a room full of people that came, that were there for me. Like, that still blows my mind.
Yeah.
And yeah, shout out to my sister. I don't know what I would have done this year without my sister. I don't know. Like, I can't wait to still, she's in the podcast. Like, every time I think about it, I get really emotional. So I'm not going to do that right now. But she's keeping me alive, basically, for many, many reasons. Osiris, I love you. My party was the best thing ever. And we started partying at 9. Y hasta las 4 de la mañana con mi papá, güey, cantando karaoke. That was so funny.
That was amazing.
But thank you, everybody who came. I mean, we had all my friends from Albuquerque. My advisors were there. And there was a very special moment in the party. Because my advisor, Kirsten, she's going to hear that. She's going to be like, why are you saying my name? She met my parents in Puebla 2 years ago. And she held my parents' hand, my mom's hand, and said, next time I see you, it's going to be in your son's PhD graduation.
Oh.
And sure enough, that's this next time they saw each other. And she said, next time we see each other is in your son's PhD graduation and we're going to cry together. And that's exactly what happened. So we all hugged and we all cried and it was too much. It was too emotional. But yeah, man, this amended the whole year. Like everything negative that happened in a way got erased that day. And it was just incredible. It was amazing.
Yeah. Shout out to Garcia's in New Mexico.
Ese chile colorado estaba
riquísimo. Ese chile colorado was thebomb.com. Shout out to the señora de los tamales.
En Juarez,
because they imported tamales from Juarez. I'm sure that was illegal, but we ate them. We ate the evidence already.
Too late.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It was the bomb. And shout out to my friend, Tani Udero, a.k.a. Tons.
Who was the DJ.
A.k.a. Hi Mija, who did me a huge favor and DJed Babalito's party.
That was the best present, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I had no idea.
She spun vinyls, so
good. I know we were going to have like a dinner or whatever, but then my friend texts me and she's like, oh, aquí traigo los arreglos de mesa. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, there's arreglos de mesa? What the hell is happening?
It was your quinceañera, bitch. It was your
got you.
It was
new
your
moon ceremony.
New moon.
So after that, we spent a couple of days in Albuquerque, spent time with my friends. It was wonderful. Shout out to La Judy, who let us stay in her house.
La Judy.
Y luego de ahí nos fuimos a Juárez.
Yes.
That was fun. We spent 3 days in Juárez. Y yo no tenía ni pasaporte, man. But everything was fine.
You didn't give a fuck. You're like, if I stay there, I don't care. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll take the Greyhound back to Vegas.
El privilegio is real, man.
I know.
So I took you to my favorite old school bars.
Yes.
You got to see, you know, the bars where you still have that little canal by the bar so you can just pee and puke and have to leave your seat.
I love that feature.
We went to El Quince where it's Yaremi. Shout out Yaremi, favorite bar where it's just 15 stools and it's filled with like 1960s pornography. beautiful place on the mm-hmm. same building that they have the famous Juan Gabriel
mural.
We saw Juan Gabriel's house. We went to El Olímpico, which is one of the first gay bars in Juarez. Ugh. And then my cousin Eric took us to like the weirdest neighborhood bars, and it was just so good.
Oh, that last bar we went to was my absolute favorite.
You want to tell everybody?
So we walk into this place, and I thought it was somebody's house. But
parecía la sala de la tía, güey.
Like, there was a house, and then they would knock the walls down.
Y con las mesas de plástico y shit.
You know, like, it's typical. Like typical, like, taquería, right? Like, con las mesas de carta blanca and, like, the modelo chairs, everything plastic, right? And como que el bar era una sala antes, because it was, like, sunken, uh-huh. you know? And then there was, like, a private room that, well, it wasn't very private. Había como una cortina, pero se podía ver, like, it was a room before. And I walk in, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I fucking love it already, right? So we go, and everybody there is drinking caguamas, like,
40s. Como se debe, como Dios manda, like, chingao.
Yes, una caguama de sol. And I was drinking caguamas. And then with the straw, because I'm a lady.
Qué estúpido eres.
And at first I didn't understand that it was a queer space.
Me neither.
And then all of a sudden I start looking around and I'm like, oh, that man's eyebrows. They tell a story. He's been through some things. Some gay things. And then I look around, I'm like, oh. Okay, there's like some trans women there.
You're like, we're home.
And then I look in the corner and I'm like, oh, I think that couple over there
is having sex
in the private room. And I'm like, no, maybe she's just sitting on his lap over and over again. She's just trying to get comfortable. Then I turn around and she's like giving him head. I'm like, okay, this is...
And staring at everybody.
And then look, and the guy was looking, making direct eye contact to me.
And I was so like,
cochino, that's how you do it.
El diablo.
Anyway, I loved it too.
It was so fun.
And then you guys took over the boombox. The boombox. The jukebox.
And I put Lucia Mendez. I played La Yuri.
La Yuri.
I played... ¿cómo se llama? Aunque es una homofóbica la pendeja, but anyway, I play.
I don't know why you keep supporting her.
Because old school Yuri is the best when she was a mess. Also, Gloria Trevi. It was just amazing. Lucia Mendez. Yeah. And so we just took over the bar. And then people started joining us. Oh, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then we drove back and we stopped at Tucson.
Wait. You're not done with that.
Ay, güey, la comida.
Yeah, bitch. Okay, my favorite part was meeting your family mm-hmm. because I like to see people's families. I like to see how people live, and your family is living, bitch. So shout out to Karinekis, a.k.a. Karina, who hosted us, fucking... Her
Casa de Narco.
Her house looks like the set of Gordy La Flaca.
No, güey. Como amigas y rivales.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful. I was like, where's the jacuzzi? So.
Artificial. Oh,
it was so nice. Her backyard. She had a courtyard with a light show. There was a
fake wire San Francisco.
There was what's the bridge? The Golden Gate Bridge. It was
on the floor with lights.
With lights. There was a coffee.
Oh my God,
there was a coffee maker in our room.
Oh my God, that's mm-hmm. true.
Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
The shower.
My room, man.
It was like a rainforest. It was very nice. Thank you, Karinekis. And with her, we went to... my favorite restaurant of the sit-down restaurants that we went to called Los Arcos, which was all mariscos
day,
all the time.
And it's so fresh.
So good.
So goddamn fresh. It's el desierto, pero como dice ella, se lo traen en avión.
Yes.
It was really good.
We went to your madrina's house. That was really nice.
And then...
And that's where we met Chelis.
Mm-hmm. La Chelis. Listens to the podcast. And one time she was in school and the professor of English is like, oh, I'm going to play this podcast while you guys work. And guess what the professor played? It was Latinos Who Lunch. So the like shout out to his professor, which she couldn't remember the name of. And then mi madrina, she's like, oh, if you guys leaving tomorrow, you want me to make you buñuelos? And I'm like, absolutely. Yeah. So we saw her making buñuelos. It was pretty awesome.
And then we went to your tia's house. ¿Cómo se llama tu tía?
Mi tía Paulina.
Paulina. Uh-huh. And we met a lot of your family members.
A lot of my family members.
Fine-ass cousins. shout out to, ¿cómo se llama?
El cuate.
Shout out to el cuate. And a bunch of people were there. That was really cool. See the nacimiento and just like all the stuff there. It was so cool.
And we ate the best tripitas. Los cuñados.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I love that place.
Yes. Burritos.
Los burritos de Winnie, güey. So my favorite thing about Juarez are not only burritos, but burritos de Winnie, which is like cut hot dogs in this like chorizo tomato stew with whole beans. And they just put it in a tortilla de harina. How good are they?
They were really good. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm vegan, so I only took a bite, you know, because I had to for the experience, for the story.
One bite. Te cupo todo una bite, todo el burro en una bite en la boca.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So we ate a lot, but shout out to all your friends, all your family. Dude, I fell in love with your friends. They're
shout out to Marta, which...
Your friends are so cool.
And nannies, oh my God, everybody, oh, so good.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
Nannies.
Eddie, my
Nana Laipe, shout out to you. Yes, Eric, yeah, he's also fine. All your fucking family's fine. Okay.
Stupid.
Okay, so then we went to Tucson after
Tucson, como se dice. Uh-huh.
Sí. And in Tucson, I said, oh my gosh. Ahí es donde vive Grecia. Grecia Lima of the popular podcast
Choices and Chismes.
and we visited Grecia.
Oh my God. And she was on a mission. She's like, they're going to get here. I'm going to feed them my pozole, which I did for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to get them drunk.
And she succeeded.
I didn't get drunk. I love watching you.
You're so strong. How? So between...
Because I was drinking a lot of water because I'm like, I'm not going to be hangover. I've drank too much in this fucking trip already.
Yeah.
Enough.
Okay. But this woman opened up her house to us and she made us food. She let us stay there. The least we could do is drink her alcohol.
I love her. I can't wait to have her back in the podcast.
Yeah, so that's what we did. With a little help from you, Grecia and I finished a whole bottle of margarita.
And a half a bottle of tequila.
Shout out to Costco, Kirkland Gold Margarita Mix. You know, it gets the job done. But we kept putting tequila on top of the pre-made mix. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Okay.
And then Christmas.
And then Christmas came, and we already talked about that because we're talking about everything backwards today. But what was your favorite part of the trip, Babalekis?
It was the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just too special. What about you?
What was my favorite part of the whole thing?
Oh, wait, and shout out to my sister, which celebrated because she fucking got her master's. Oh my gosh, she was so quiet, like celebrating, putting together my party, and she got her master's online. Like, how badass. And she has a family.
Yeah.
And she's married. Like, oh, she's so badass. Anyway.
I think my favorite night was the last night we were in Juarez and we went to that bar.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That I described just because everybody was dancing and it was great.
You were quiet for most of the trip until that night.
Yeah.
I feel like you were taking it all in.
I was, and I was thinking some other things, but we could talk about that off air.
Shit.
It was in a weird mood.
You go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you know what? What was interesting is how embedded the language of violence is in a lot of the people, mm-hmm. and how it's become a form of resistance to just not ignore it, but talk about it like it's something common.
Yeah.
Juarez is not what it was before.
Yeah.
It's not as violent as it was, but in the edges of the city, there's still a lot of things happening. It's still a reality, but people just take it what it is. It's resistance, and they try to deal with it. They avoid certain parts of the city. They, like, we wanted to go to Casas Grandes, and they're like, just don't go. Like, right, not right now.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you can go later. Like, Casas Grandes is not dangerous, but there's certain parts. I mean, there's a lot of little things that we don't think about it, but they have to think about every day. And one of the things I noted is that, man, like, la ciudad no se ve bien. Like, no. What's going on? Because last time I was there is when El Papa had just arrived.
Yeah.
So the city was just like, I don't know, to me, a little, like, every little change I can see. Like, if there's a couple of trees in one street, like, I love that, you know? But nothing like that. And mi madrina was like, oh, because we don't want to put money into the facades of our buildings, because every little money, we have to be, you know, like, tenemos que tener cuidado.
Sí.
So that was, like, very telling for me to hear that, that even though things are not as bad as it was, 2008, 2009, 2010 really shaped and completely changed the way that people lived in my city, which is very sad. But it's also so amazing to see so many people that are resilient. They didn't leave the city. They stay there. And they continue to live there. And they continue to love their city. So shout out to everybody in Juarez. It really was, even though I go there all the time, it really was like an eye-opening experience to be talking about this sort of things with a lot of my family and friends.
Yeah, and I just want to also say that I didn't feel any less safe than anywhere else that I've traveled.
Exactly,
in Mexico.
Yes.
And it's because I was with people I knew, and it's because I use common sense.
Like, exactly.
Hello, if you don't know where you're going, like,
no seas pendejo.
No seas pendejo. That's it.
Yeah.
And
the same applies to, like, any city.
Any city.
Yeah.
Because even in Las Vegas, people are like, oh, my God, you're going downtown? I'm like,
yes, bitch.
Yeah, I grew up here. Like, I know what to avoid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, what a year, man.
What a amazing year. Yeah.
I like her, like, trying to remain positive.
It was, I mean, I got my PhD this year, so I cannot complain.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was, like, really shitty and a really amazing year for, I mean, especially for you. But, I mean, I was busy the whole year. And this was the first year that I was able to just, like, completely be an artist,
yeah.
Which was a huge step for
and
me.
You did really good.
I mean, nobody threw me a party because I don't have a sibling that loves me. But, you know, it's been great. And since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we started the year. You were in Denver.
Yeah.
Finishing the little bit of the installation that was left in the Mi Tierra show
yeah.
in the Denver Art Museum. But we started Latinos Who Lunch with a boom. Like, we met the girls from Radio Mené and we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because up to that point, we had only recorded with a couple of people. And I feel that watching Radio Mené do their thing in UNLV and recording with them started the whole year with, like, con el pie derecho, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great year. I'm not going to lie. I might be a little high right now.
Oh, no wonder.
It's because I had to test the thing that the vape pen that I bought.
Y ya te picó.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Or I'm just tired. I don't know. Stop looking at me. Don't look at me.
Okay,
then, yeah.
And then in February, we all went to, I don't know how to say February.
February.
Well,
it's spelled like February.
Madalena, you know, shout out. She's always people. Make fun of me. Well, no, she thinks it's true.
Anyway, the Mi Tierra show opened in February, and that was really cool.
That opening was awesome.
It was great. And that.
Esas palomas? We also met Café Con Pam.
Yes,
and we recorded with her in February. I'm not going to attempt.
Okay, let's just move on. Let's fast forward to May when we went to fucking DragCon.
That was amazing.
How amazing! If you haven't listened to those episodes, go back in the archive and check it out.
And that also started our love to with LA, because after DragCon we just started going back to LA all the time. So we met Rudy, we met Julio, we met Pablo, Jesus Maria Jose, like everybody, man.
And Alyssa Edwards.
I love her.
I know.
Oh my god. And then in June, you went to Florida.
Oh yeah, let's not talk about that.
So you went to Florida. You also went to Denver to do your family fiesta.
Shout out to that was cool. Mm-hmm. I got to do that.
And then I defended, which that's when you released that episode with everybody congratulating me after I defended, even though I still had like 3 weeks of like the most painful edits I've ever gone through in my life. But it was so beautiful. I told you that when I was listening to it, I was by the sink and I'm like, like, I've never cried so hard. It was so good.
What does that mean to defend something? So you had,
you wrote the dissertation.
So you wrote a paper that was like how many hundreds of pages?
It was originally 270 pages.
Okay. And then you had to give it to advisors.
Four advisors.
And then they had to approve it.
They have to read it and then
edit it. And say you passed or you didn't pass.
No, so they look at the document, then everybody convinced in one room. I present my ideas, and then based on what they read and what they saw me presenting, they have a series of questions, and then I defend my arguments of the dissertation, and then they tell me you passed or you didn't pass. And that's when they told me you need to cut like 70 pages off of this bitch.
But they said you passed.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But it still is. Like,
why did I do that podcast? Yeah. If you didn't pass.
But I mean, you passed, but they give you, like, I had 2 weeks to cut the 70 pages, change the language. So it was a lot of work. It was like nonstop for 2 weeks. But it was all worth it.
Yeah.
And then in July, I got to go to Puebla and Arquetopia. Shout out to everybody over there.
How come I don't remember that?
What?
That you were gone.
Because you were in Florida. Like you.
Oh my God, that ruined my life.
You were at the sunken place. That's why.
I'm just kidding.
But you met amazing people in Florida. I did. Too.
Shout out to Yvette Mayorga, to Nina Marin, Paola Diaz. I don't know how many last names she has. And shout out to Ziwan Chung, my boy. And I think I'm going to see him again in Denver. He's going to come visit me.
La otra.
I love him so much. And I love you, Yvette. We need to get together soon. Okay. And so that was a good thing that came from,
yes,
from Florida.
From Florida.
I met some amazing people. I made good connections because you guys listened to the bonus episodes. I eventually got into an art fair there. Mm-hmm. So I was...
And Latinos Who Lunch got into that art fair. Latinos Who Lunch
got into the art fair that just aired in December. So that's why we bombarded you guys with bonus episodes, because we were part of that.
Pobrecitos.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to see Veracruz for the first time, which I've always wanted to go to Veracruz.
Isn't it so dangerous there? Is there like people's chopped heads on sticks?
Ay, la gente. It was wonderful. I went to La Antigua. La Antigua inspired a whole chapter of a book that I need to work on. And then we also... you went to New York on July.
And that's where I met Richardina.
Ay, la Richardina de Sangmes.
What's going on over there?
No.
You turned a different color.
Uh-huh.
And then I met Morado Lens, of course.
Oh,
Shout out to my brujas. They're so fucking cool. I miss them. I miss them a lot. And Jazz and...
From Unravel.
Jazz from Unravel. Enjoy. I didn't meet Dana because she was moving, but Unravel podcast, that was awesome.
That's so and cool.
And I cannot wait to go back to New York. Friends, I will be there in February.
Navala la pana.
That's what I was going to say. And I can't wait to... I want to meet everybody. You know, I'm friends with all these Instagram people. And my goal now is like whenever I go to a city, I just want to meet them. IRL.
Yeah.
Because that's been so much fun.
And we've made amazing... Not connections, but...
Yeah.
But
friends.
Friendships, yes.
Friends. I mean, Luis from Tamarindo Podcast.
That it was through Instagram.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's one of our best friends now.
Oh my God, La Coma, La Coma.
Okay.
So that happened in New York. I saw Frank Ocean. I have to mention it because I saw Frank Ocean in FYF, and that's the month that I moved back to Vegas. In August, we recorded with, no, we released the episode with Rudy Blue.
Ugh.
And he invite, I mean, he got us into DragCon, and he invited us to host his birthday party as part of Scum LA, and that started a beautiful, beautiful relationship between Latinos Who Lunch and Scum.
And messy relationship.
Shout out to everybody at Chico Club. Oh my God.
Club Chico.
Messy. Yes, Club Chico. And anyway, I can't wait for
I can't wait to go back. See y'all on Friday, yeah. Club Chico. Yeah.
And then in September, you were in Austin. Oh. We were in Austin, and we had the first meet and greet, and that was so amazing.
I know. Austin, I love you. I miss you. I miss all my friends. I'm not going to name them because it's too many, but y'all know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I miss you guys.
Get
us over there.
And then October, you were in Ireland.
Oh my gosh.
Man,
that was
crazy.
Stop. I can't believe I'm alive right
now. Pinche loca.
I went straight to Ireland after that and did an installation, a big pile of nachos. If you guys want to check them out, they're on my Instagram. I need to put those on my website.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we put together a tour of the Latino history of Las Vegas through the neon signs from the Neon Museum.
That's right.
And that was really cool.
First ever Spanglish tour at the
Museum. We had some listeners who drove from LA just to come see the tour. Like,
yeah.
That was fucking amazing too. And then in November, I went to New York.
Yeah.
I also met some podcasters as well. I met Richardina.
You recorded for Songmas, and you recorded for the podcast
Latinos Out Loud. Shout out to Latinos Out Loud.
Yeah.
And also we met with Jazz from Unravel.
Just
met so many people. I met your friends from New York. That was really cool. And then we went to Wellesley, and our lives forever changed.
If you haven't listened to the live Wellesley episode, please
of Babelito's favorite. I love it so
Babelito's
much.
Babelito's talking in the third person. That's how much he loves it. It was an out-of-body experience. And it was, dude. That was so encouraging.
That was game-changing. That weekend just changed everything for us. And felt it. I felt it in the air. I felt it with the people. I felt it talking to Irene
Your balls
Mata.
Dropped.
They completely dropped all the way to the floor.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom. And it's just, again, we don't do business and we don't conduct or book things because that's the standard that Irene put for us. So
true.
Brown excellence with Irene Mata.
Hashtag brown excellence.
Beautiful stuff. And then right away we flew to LA and Podcasterio. Also
Podcasterio,
a game changing event. It was just so amazing. 17 Latinx podcasts all together in one single place, sharing ideas, sharing everything. And it was just, again, that weekend when we had the conversation about coming down emotionally.
Yeah.
Because it was so intense. There was so much love, and then back home. Like, it was just weird. So, but I'm getting used to it.
Ooh. I mean, that's also the weekend I fell in love. But
¿Con quién te enamoraste?
But we're not going to talk about that on the air because
damn.
I don't want to air anybody's business out there. But to that special someone, you know who you are. I can't wait to see you.
¿Quién es?
I can't wait to hold you.
¿Quién es, estúpido?
You know, bitch. Don't say it out loud. Okay.
No, say.
Okay. Yeah, it was crazy. It was a crazy year, and I'm ready for it to end. I'm not lying. I think, you know, remember when they said that 2016 was going to be a bad year?
Bitch.
And I was like, just wait for 2017.
You know, 2017 started, and I'm like,
let's do this.
Yes. No way, qué horror.
Yeah.
I think this year, Destiny put some, like, fucked up proves for me. And I can't believe I'm still here. Like, but I'm very happy and honored and blessed. And yes, 2018 is going to be amazing. It's got to be amazing. And wait till the end of 2018. ¿Te acuerdas cuando dijimos que el 2018 iba a estar tan chingón?
I'm going to be honest.
¡Valió madre!
I don't feel great about it, but because it's going to be a rough start for me. I just know it.
But you're already booked for the whole year. Like, it's already going to be an amazing
Girl,
year.
I'm booked into next year, 2019. If you need me in 2019, start booking me now.
Estúpida, mi pelo idiota.
It feels great. It feels great.
It's going to be great.
But it's also overwhelming. Like, how are we going to record this podcast while I'm gone so much?
We'll figure it
okay,
out.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
We're not going to stop.
You know what? I need to drink some water. Mm-hmm. Need to blow my nose because you got me sick, bitch. You didn't even mention that. And we'll be right back after these messages. Today's episode is brought to you by the Nevada Museum of Art.
¿Cuál museo?
The Nevada Museum of Art.
Ay.
In Reno, Nevada. Guess what, y'all? Me and Babelekis, Dr. Babelekis, are doing a talk on one of our favorite painters, José María Velasco.
Sí, señor.
Views on Velasco, the politics of Mexican national landscapes. Friday, January 12th, 2018, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Join us, Babelito and myself, Join Babelito, Emmanuel Ortega, PhD, and Favi Fav, Justin Favela from the podcast Latinos Who Lunch for a special lecture on one of Mexico's most important 19th century painters, José María Velasco. Velasco's landscapes have represented Mexico throughout the world. In this talk, the dynamic Latinos Who Lunch duo will deconstruct the myth of the nation as it pertains to academic painting in the 19th and 20th centuries, and address the romanticism of Velasco's landscapes with Favela while Favela recontextualizes in his own work, now on view in the exhibition Unsettled.
Boom!
If you don't understand what that meant, don't worry.
That's all right. Just come over.
I didn't either.
Say hi. Vamos a comer tacos.
Sí, vénganse.
Yes.
So join us at the Nevada Museum of Art in Reno, January 12th at noon. Members get in for free. If you live in Reno and you don't have a membership yet,
put your life together.
Get a membership. If not, it costs $10. So join us. It'll be fun. Another special announcement. Baltimore, Maryland, you better be ready.
Oh, my God. Hairspray, here we come.
Buenos dias, Baltimore. So, Babelito and I are going to be at MICA on...
January 21st.
So, stay tuned for more announcements.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
And we're back.
I think it's time to announce the podcast of the year.
Are we going to do it?
Let's do it.
Drum roll.
Let's talk about our favorite podcast.
I like that idea.
We have just a couple. We're going to talk about our favorite Latinx podcast, but let's talk about our non-Latinx podcast first.
Oh, non-Latinx.
Así equis.
Okay. What's your favorite podcast of the year?
So we have... a list that we put together. It's a
small
list.
Together.
Yes.
Oh, the one
yes,
we did
girl.
Together.
Yes.
Oh,
girl.
Great. I remember.
So, our favorite podcasts of the year are Nancy. It's an amazing LGBTQARSE2BWX podcast.
Hey. Esta es la nueva.
¿Cuál es?
Instead of saying LGBTQIAW, whatever, you just say sex, gender, diverse.
Okay, this is our favorite sex, gender, diverse podcast out there.
Yes, it's hosted by Tobin Lowe and Kathy something.
Yes.
Kathy and Tobin, and they're awesome. And if you haven't listened to it, you got to. It's a WNYC podcast. It's LGBTQ centric. It's beautifully done. It makes me cry. Pretty much every
single episode. Yes,
the first episode or one of the first episodes when Kathy comes out to her mom, who is Chinese.
Like three times.
Oh,
so such a good episode. Good. Yes. So Nancy is one of them. The second one for me is very special because it comes from one of the podcasts that inspired me to say, yes, let's do Latinos Who Lunch, is The Nod.
And, you know, I always give them a shout out, or I used to, when they had the podcast called Four Colored Nerds.
Yes.
For Colored Nerds was Brittany and Eric, and they would pick a topic every week or every other week or once a month whenever it came out, and they would get into it.
So the episode on
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Michelle Obama.
When I heard that Stevie Wonder episode, crime. I was like, that's what I want. That's exactly what I want my podcast to be. So I love it. Now it's The Nod, and it's shorter and sweeter and better.
So, yeah. So they, so Brittany was working for, Brittany Luce was working for Gimlet Media, and she had a show that I loved called Sampler, which is, you can still listen
to it.
It
only lasted for a little bit, right?
But for a season or two, yeah. So they would sample episodes from, it probably took so long to produce, that's why. And then, but then her and Eric got their own show, The Nod, which is, it's all so good. Black centric, right? It's so awesome. They tell these really great stories, and now they're just a little more money so they can produce and hire people and do these really in-depth fun stories. So
imagine.
I know.
And then our final podcast of the year is, and these are podcasts that we got into this year.
Yeah. This is our 2017 shout outs.
Yes. And this is, it's called Inner Ho Uprising.
I love this podcast. So
I know you do, girl.
I listen to it religiously now. And it's just, you know, I just have a, I have a couple of podcasts that are just, I listen to them because I feel like the people on there are my friends.
Yeah.
I just like to hear them. I feel like I'm, when I was little, I would like to hide under tables and listen to people's conversation because I was that nosy bitch, you know? And so I feel like I'm doing that with them. Like I'm listening to something I shouldn't be listening to, you know, like and when the chisme, like when the chisme is so good at your grandma's house and you're like under the table listening to it.
Antes que te digan, voy a ver si ya puso la marrana, cabrón. Yeah.
That is Inner Ho Uprising. And it's great. Sex positive. The four women that host the show are awesome. Listen to them. I gave them a shout out at Wellesley.
That's right. Yeah. So good. So now for a top three
Latinx hashtag support brown podcast, hashtag support Latinx podcasts.
This feels wrong.
What?
Like there's so many podcasts that we absolutely love that we shout out all the time.
Yeah.
That we're featuring, that you're featuring on Twitter, on Instagram. So
we're no very tea, positive people.
No shade to anybody.
Yeah.
So but these are podcasts that I think were in heavy rotation for us. The first one is going to be De Colores Radio.
De Colores Radio. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. You know De Colores Radio. Shout out Eva. Shout out
Rafa.
So good. You know, I
shout out to Pat.
I quit Facebook this year, so I don't see news all the time, everywhere, on my phone, on my life. So now I rely on the Colores Radio to tell me what's going on.
The Colores.
So I wake up, the Colores. Oh my God, there was a guy in New Mexico who played in a coffee shop that, the Colores. And I rely on them to tell me the news. And every week when I'm on my way to school, I listen to the Colores Radio.
They're amazing, and they're based in Dallas, Texas, like the next podcast you're going to mention.
The next podcast is my dear loves. Okay. This is Cabronas y Chingonas.
Yes.
Cabronas y Chingonas are doing such important work. The fact that they are just featuring Latinx, and they're just featuring queer, more specifically lesbian stories that they get from TV, movies, and they just get into it. And I haven't heard anything like that. They do it so casually. And I don't think they know that, but by rejecting heteronormativity in such way, they're doing this incredible political statement. So shout out to Cabronas y Chingones, to Maite, and to
Fried Papita. Her real name is Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Yeah. I don't think Maite's real name is Maite either.
Well, but
I know. Sorry. Maybe we'll bleep out the real names. Anyways, they're awesome. I love them. And when I was in Austin, Texas, I made the trip to Dallas because I got in touch with Maite, and I made the trip to Dallas. It's like 2 or 3 hours away, 4 hours away from mm-hmm. Austin to visit them, and I had the best time. But you know what? I mean, I really bonded with Cabronas y Chingonas, and I had dinner with the Colores Radio.
And you recorded with Cabronas y Chingonas.
And I recorded,
as well.
Yeah, there's a yeah. couple episodes if you guys Google it, locas. And but it. What really solidified all of our friendships was that Podcasterio Network. All of the Texas podcasts are
the shit.
Down, dude. Yes. I fucking love them.
Down.
All of them. So shout out to Eric at Stir. Shout out to, again, De Colores, Cabronas y Chingonas. Shout out to Ana from Sobremesa, who we met.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many.
There's so many podcasts.
Awesome podcasts in Texas.
And finally, I think this is our favorite one, just because yes. it's been with us in so many road trips now.
I know.
And I've learned so much from this podcast. And this is Song Mess.
Song Mess, if you haven't heard it, you need to go and download it right now.
I discovered Song Mess in Albuquerque, and the first episode I discover, it's still with me. They gave us a shout out. I was like, who are these people? Like, what's going on? And I just finished listening to one of the latest episodes a couple of hours ago, and still I'm learning. Richardina, thank you for
Beverlycia.
Beverly, who was my friend from a long time ago that I had no idea. You haven't listened to my episode where I talk all about Café Tacuba. Please do. It's called Hey Babelito. But anyway.
By the way, I'm super jealous what? Of that episode.
I love that
because
episode.
It was so good.
I love that. We'll do a Café Tacuba episode, but it will be a little bit different.
I know, but I want to be on Song Mess too. I want to be cool.
Oh my God.
So guess what, Mimi? Richardina said I could do it when I go to New York in February.
And what are you going to do?
And I can't wait to meet Beverlycia.
Oh my God.
Beverly.
She's so
Beverly. Her name's not really Beverlycia. Mm-hmm. Beverlycia. She used to be. Date my roommate's best friend.
That's crazy.
It's like Vegas world is so tiny.
Yes,
so
yes.
crazy.
No, and I knew her. We used to go to parties together. Like, it's so crazy. And but like seriously, like all of these people are our friends, but these three podcasts were in heavy rotation the whole entire year. They help us get through the year that it was very complicated and very busy. And for us, Song Mess, we discover a whole new world, like a whole entire new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
And we, again, there's so many podcasts that we love, but we wanted to feature these three ones because this is what happened this year.
Totally. And I think that's going to be our recommendations.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
perfect. If you haven't listened to those six podcasts, do it again. Nancy, The Nod, Inner Ho Uprising,
De Colores Radio, Cabronas y Chingonas, and Song Mess.
Damn. Bam, 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 bra, bra. So, what's next, Babelito?
What's next is I am applying to jobs everywhere. I need to get back to my scholarship. There's a couple of ideas I need to work on. And I'm starting a whole new chapter in my life. It's everything changed for me this year. Absolutely everything. And even though there's times where I don't see it changing for the good, I feel like 2018 is gonna be that year that's gonna say, this was necessary, this is important, mm-hmm. keep going. So thank you for the journey. You were there for the hardest times this past 6 months, and I don't know what I would have done with fuck, I'm getting emotional. I don't know what I would have done with our Latinos Who Lunch and with your friendship. So, yes, I can't wait for the next year.
Okay, bitch. You don't have to do that.
Oh, fuck.
I meant, like, what's next? Like, what's the next episode? And then you're going in.
And then you're...
Fuck.
Shit.
No, thank you, Babelito. This year has been awesome, and... you know, we fucking did it. And that's what I'm so proud of, is a lot of people sit around and complain. And I'm just so proud that we took action. And this, you have inspired me, and this has inspired me to, like, just do it. If you say you're going to do something, just put your mind to it, and you can do it. You mm-hmm. know, you can do anything you want to. So, I mean, in this, that's one of the reasons why, like, I'm booked through 2019 right now.
Yeah.
Is because, yes, I'm going to go into those spaces and say, I belong here, I'm going to do this kind of thing. And that came from your encouragement and from just meeting everybody through Latinos Who Lunch. It's been so amazing, and I can't wait for this year. And I mean, we have to do a whole nother year because we're contractually obligated.
Yes.
So we ain't going nowhere.
Yes. And I mean, we're still independent. Like, we're still doing whatever the fuck we want to do, and people like it. And thank you to all the listeners, because you encourage us every single day. There's not a day that we don't get an email, a comment through Twitter, through Instagram, and that just keeps us going. And a lot of your comments, we take it to heart. We talk about it all the time. We're always listening to you guys. We know exactly who you are. So thank you, everybody, for this amazing year.
You guys, next week, we're going to bring you one of Babelito and I's favorite episodes.
Yes.
The Radio Lonchea episode. So if you remember last year, we're going to make this a tradition, okay?
Yes, and once a year.
Last year, the first week of January, we looked at our Spotify, at our Apple Music, and we're like, what did we listen to the most? New music of 2017, right? 2016 last year.
Yes.
So next episode, we're going to bring you our favorite music of 2017. Babelito's going to pick three songs. I'm going to pick three songs. And we're going to get into it.
I'm going to be Veronica Vallete Flores.
And I'm going to be Miriam Soyla Perez.
Yeah!
It's going to be great. And if you don't know what we're talking about Radio Menea, one of the best Latinx podcasts out there. Check them out.
Ay, güey. Ya tengo que ir a revisar si mi perro no se ha meado en la casa.
I have to blow my nose.
Chao, chao. Oh, wait.
No, I have to do my bullshit. Right, and as always, you can check us out at latinoswholunch.com. Email us, latinoswholunch@gmail.com. Please review us on iTunes. If you've been listening to this show for almost 2 years now and have not left a review, you can't be hate listening this long. Please leave a review. 5 stars.
5 stars solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are. And visibility is...
esencial, cabrones.
I'm Fabi Fab.
And I'm Babelito.
Me.
El Chau Chau.